It's day 9 at the Wisconsin State Fair, with only a couple more days to go. While some visitors might leave the grounds in West Allis full of deep-fried treats, others depart with experiences of a lifetime. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz discovered an unexpected program that brought students to show sheep that they raise at their Northside Milwaukee High School.
Sounds crash against one another inside the sheep barn. What with the sound system and the cacophony created by dozens of not quite one-year-old lambs. Students take their turn in the ring with their young sheep. They're organized by breed, for example, Hampshire and Southdown, and then by their size. While some can weigh up to 150 pounds, Vincent High School student Kiera Little is waiting her turn to show her diminutive, freshly shorn, cream-colored sheep named Teddy Bear.
And he only weighs 90 pounds, so he's really little.
Until she enrolled at Vincent, Kiera's love of animals orbited around dogs and cats.
I want to be a veterinarian.
MPS's Vincent High School on Milwaukee's northwest side sits on 70 acres and is home not only to sheep, but goats, chickens, a couple of heifers, and a horse. The menagerie expanded Kiera's horizons.
So now I want to get into like farming, veterinarian, with these type of animals instead of just dogs and cats and stuff.
But her immediate focus is on State Fair. For months, Kiera's been feeding and taking Teddy Bear for daily walks around the school grounds.
Long walks to try to get that muscle build up into him. And then once it came towards to State Fair, we started practicing bracing him.
Bracing?
Yes.
What does that mean?
Bracing him is when we just have to make sure his neck is straight, his legs, so he can flex his muscles so the judges can look at him. They'll check for his meat, how big he is.
Well, Kiera is the veteran among her classmates. She showed her first lamb at State Fair last year. Ariana Taylor is a newbie, but a seemingly unflappable one. She stepped up to tend two lambs when a classmate needed help and relished shearing their wool. Ariana wants her sheep to look magnificent.
What I did this morning was I rinsed them off and then I washed them with this special sheep soap so it doesn't like irritate their skin. And then because he has a lot of fur on his legs, I have to brush his fur up so it gets poofy.
Gail Krause says when Vincent opened in the late 1970s, the school had a dual focus.
Agricultural sciences and natural resources, and the other one was international studies.
Over the years, those programs all but disappeared. Krause is one of the people bringing the school's ag program back to life.
I am now the agriculture administrator, and we're going to continue to transform Vincent into a Vincent High School of Agricultural Sciences.
Today, students can choose from multiple pathways, including agribusiness, food science, and horticulture. Krause watches proudly as Vincent's students parade their sheep in the sawdust-carpeted ring for the judges' review. It's the kind of hands-on experience Krause wants all Vincent students to have.
Just them standing like this, and then they got to control an animal, and they've never done it before.
You probably remember this was Kiera Little's second state fair. This year, she placed 10th in her division. That's progress, Kiera says.
I did better than last year.
So last year, what happened?
He almost got out of my hands and almost ran around.
The day after State Fair ends, Vincent High School's school year begins. Kiera will be diving into advanced animal science with the benefit of the State Fair building block. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.